like we've got off on a weekday day of heavyweight in for the weekend, and they're not running their old usual tired-ass reruns. They got election coverage from floor to ceiling, wall to wall, and it's all new.
Well, they've got to pundit themselves as to what Tuesday night's going to be, and they're going to be getting surprised as everybody else.
Yes, they are. That's exactly why I'm watching.
Cyber Man, October 31st, 2010.
Who else came in? There was about 5 weeks.
Bob's here.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
He's in.
Hey, Pete. What?
Hey, come on.
Pipple's in. Diane will be in just a second.
Talking to where you're in. Calling the wagon, put it around.
Guy in here. What? Sorry, sorry.
And Joshua's whining because he's in the kitchen and can't come to the front.
You're not going to let Joshua be part of the blast.
Oh. Well, it's because of the Halloween folks.
I see.
Y'all having a lot of, are you doing trick-or-treaters? Pete?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot though. It's suddenly kind of tailed off.
It's hardly any in my neighborhood, and that's rare. Usually Halloween is bigger than Christmas around here.
Yeah, it's usually pretty big around here, but I guess kids grow up and move away.
Well. And not so if you're trying to drive through in the middle of an afternoon.
Yeah.
They must have found a party. Got a better offer than this street.
Mark, Mark?
Mark?
Thank you.
Hey, Ernie.
I tried about 5 minutes ago, but didn't have any music or anything.
Oh, well, then he had his phone laid down. Yeah, he was called in, but he was wasting the phone.
Hung up and waited a minute, came down.
Well, bad news for Kitty and Denny here. It looks like Giants are winning 2-0.
Oh, I figured that whole damn thing is rigged for San Francisco to win it, because San Francisco is in such a political ditch.
Well, let me explain my philosophy in baseball. They hit the ball 10 times in 4 hours. The rest of the game is pitch and catch and scratch in various places. That's why I don't watch it. Little too slow pace for my taste.
Well, I figured though, since the Cowboys are doing so loud.
Yeah, you know, I quit trying to help them about 3 games back because I kept kept getting sabotaged. No matter what I did, it was, they shoot another hole in the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wondering, what was going on? I know that there's invocations against this team. And I'm thinking it's the Levite Jew Mafia on the gambling trail.
I don't particularly like the
cowboys
myself.
Oh, no, that's not it at all. Bobby gave me some advice. He said, well, sit back and look at it from a non-participant observer. See it from third-person omniscient, non-participant. And I was looking at the game the other day, as neutral as I could possibly get, and I got it that the Jews are mad at Jerry Jones. They're not invoking for the gambling, which is what I was thinking that they were doing, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't count them, is because that's not the problem. Jerry Jones pissed them off, and he probably has it coming. So I just politely bowed out and said, go for it. And since then, they haven't even come close.
Well, here's something to ponder. Okay, the Detroit Lions now have a better record than the Cowboys.
Old Jerry Jones must have pissed them off to him fairly well. Because, Cowboys have good players. And, of course, Jerry Jones, rather than take the heat, is going to blame the coach. He'll blame the good players, he'll blame the coach. And, last week, I can't think of his damn name. Tony Romo, the quarterback, got hurt, broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh boy, when that happens, it's over.
Well, the Bucks in the 90s, they kept him about 4 or 5 years after they should have retired some of those top guns, and that pretty well was the demise of the franchise.
Well, Jerry Jones has an ego. It's bigger than that stadium that he built.
Yeah.
And he has probably really pissed off some Jews and Levites by not cooperating with them.
Well,
or not putting them in or one thing or another.
Here's the deal with that stadium, too. His game plan is he wants to move the Cotton Bowl into that stadium and try to get the Cotton Bowl back into the major bowl status. It used to be a major bowl game in college football, and it got shut out by when they formed the BCS. They didn't include the Cotton Bowl in that. He's trying to get the Cotton Bowl back into that, John. That may be where he stepped on the toes.
Oh, the Cotton Bowl is not sure.
It might be. Yeah, the Cotton Bowl for the part.
Well, the stadium, the Cotton Bowl Stadium is. So by putting it in the new stadium, that puts it, and he's trying to get them back into that status and include it in the BCS. Yeah, that's going to upset the apple cart.
Well, the Aggies killed Cotton Bowl when they became the only team to host it and lose it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
That's when we started the oatmeal joke. Only the oatmeal instead of the Aggies couldn't handle being in a bowl.
I think also the Southwest Conference falling apart had something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, that was the demise of the Southwest Conference, too, when the conference champion lost their bowl 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Well,
the team is going to whack, and you have a 16 team lack, and then half split into the Mountain West, and then the other half go to the Big 12.
There's no... it doesn't matter. All those division lines and groupings and everything doesn't matter. It all boils down to splitting the money, splitting the pie.
That's why they created the whole BCS is about money.
Well, Fox got so much trouble getting the contract for the World Series and then decided they was going to extort money out of all the cable channels and pull coverage. And Fox got maybe centuries before they ever get a World Series or Super Bowl broadcast rights again, because nobody's going to let them do it again. That may be the death knell in the coffin of Fox Sports.
Well, they did lose the BCS. That went to ESPN and ABC and all that. So.
Well, for years they went to the three networks only until Fox filed
approved under Sherman Act legislation. But now that they approved that they will come with Jackass Broadcast once they get the rights to it and store the money from everybody else, that'll be used against them and they'll never get the major events again.
Okay, excuse me, folks, it's 8 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, Bobby, you want to take it? Yeah, we've got a bit of a decision to make. We can make it work either way we want to do it. The only thing, that's somebody in or out.
No, that's me clicking buttons.
Okay. If you checked your email, you've got some update stuff, needless to say. Actually, I'm ready to do any one of the bits, but it's been suggested that we can set off the Nephilim finished because of the nature of the beast of what's happening. They're pulling the plug out to railroad this election through, and it is a prime objective that we have to win. So it has been suggested maybe what we ought to do is blast the hell out of things and pick up with the Nephilim training on the next one. But if we don't win this one, the Nephilim training won't be worth a hell of a lot anyhow. And if we've got two that we can do end to end, if we do them end to end and just do them without too much problem, do we blast or peak?
I think we should do both. If we can do both, that would be great.
Okay.
It may be a long one, but right now what's happening is that we've got to make our goals here.
Okay.
Well, the goal is to win this election.
Yeah.
And if you've watched any news at all, the Democrats and the Liberals have pulled out everything. They've got their voter fraud going in every state. They've got the media lying everywhere. They've dumped more money into it by $250 million more than the Republicans. They're hammer, and they need a counter hammer. Now, my vote is to hammer again tonight with a jackhammer and a sledgehammer and take the Nephilim after we know what this election is going to do. So that's the last I'm going to say.
My vote is we're also dealing with longevity of the general. And if we can get teaching while we still got it, let's do both.
Okay, Pete?
Well, I concur with Kitty in that the focus of the energy needs to be on this election. It's 2 days away, and so let's hammer that, because we could end up scattering our energy too between the two. So,
okay, Kitty, or Shiloh.
I think we need to have the election, but I also think we need to be instructed, so maybe what we can do is pick up on the instruction maybe on Wednesday.
That we can do. We can do the instruction anytime. I can email this thing to you, and most of you can get probably 90% of it without any help. You're not in kindergarten anymore. Certainly not as met a physician if you saw the handprint today. It was one handprint that actually had a whole fist full of hands in it. Talk about too many hands in the soup.
That was beautiful.
You know, the Gerald did too.
Okay.
There was a small fiasco in Alaska. A radio station, CBS News Radio, calls Miller's office and leaves a message and forgot to hang the phone up. So it was recording on his answering machine, and they went to talking about going to his rally and see if they could find someone attendant there that would be a registered child molester or something they could use for a smear, and got caught. It recorded Sarah Palin, our beloved, beautiful lady that was always so radiant-like, called them, and I quote, corrupt bastards.
Television station.
Yes, and my psychic 101 says they planned to bring a pedophile if they couldn't find one. It was off of a hat and provide the hat, if you know what I said.
And guess who owns that television station?
Oh, good one, go ahead.
Soros.
Between him and Buffett, depending on which layer you look.
That's all crowdfunded media self-destruct.
Beautiful. Anyhow, the question up was, and I can do either. It's just going to be a long session if we do both. If we do the training and hammering, it's going to be a real long one. But so far, we're pretty well leaning towards hammer the hell out of things and do the...
Well, I'm going to change my vote to just kind of turn on. Hammer tonight and training on Wednesday. No, because I won't be here on Wednesday. I have to work.
Well, I'll make you a bargain. I'll feed you personally on Wednesday.
Or should I do it? And Rosie gets a private lesson.
Yeah.
Now, I'll hold you to it.
We will do that deliberately. I will make sure that you get this thing straight up, honey. No problem. I'll walk you through it myself. I'm of the opinion this election is so far out of hand and is being, to say it's being gerrymandered, is an understatement. It's out of context. Boy, they're pulling every goddamn dirty trick in sight. And I think with the rest of them that we need to pound the guts out of them.
I think it's being hijacked, and I want to give them an unvaccinated shit.
Yeah, a dose of their own medicine won't hurt. Because against us, there's no defense. CBS can explain as well. We were just getting rehearsed, you know, how we would handle this should we find something happening, you know. And smooths it over with the other bunch of cotton dudes that would be in charge of doing anything about it should never go to court.
They can't do.
They can't do a damn thing about us. We're the court. Well, they know the courts can't do anything for years after an election, so their term is over before the court could do anything about a jackass election.
Well,
that's right.
Now you lined up through all the levels.
Right. Okay. We are cut. We're going to do hammer.
Which two back-to-back were you talking about? The one we got today plus what else?
Plus the one we did
Saturday. Yesterday.
Okay, I'm flying by on my big and just grab the computer to finish the tool and I'll catch up when I catch up. Go ahead.
All right, so all you're going to do is follow in your mind as we do the thing. Not a problem. Okay. Gerald, you missed out on that one anyhow. That'd be a good one for you to catch up on. It's short, sweet, and to the point.
I'm on the bus that I can carry with you.
Alright, let me see. why don't you take the Saturday night Hell Blast, the one we did with the Sarah Soros funded in the bottom of it. That got a damn good hand, Brent.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's labeled the Tuesday Hell Blast, because that's what it was intended for.
No, it's a pretty nice Hell Blast correction.
Okay, I'm back. As a matter of fact, I think that's it.
Is that first?
Yeah. Yeah, the Hell Blast was correct.
Okay.
And it's
yeah.
labeled at the top of it, it says Tuesday Hell Blast, but actually it was Saturday night.
Where does it say Soros?
In the bottom of it.
Yeah, okay, all Soros was under me.
Okay. I'm there. Right. So if you've got that one up, bring it here in the balloon, you may fire when ready.
Alright. Everybody else got it ready? This is a fire.
Can you give me a real call or not really?
Yes, I got it.
Mr. Coco, do you need a roll call? You want to get Bob's in, Ernie's in, Pete's in, Shadon, Diane, Rosie, Patrick, Kitty, Jesse, Gerald, Schimmel, gang's all here. Denny, you heard Denny. Everybody's in.
Everyone but Eric is in so far.
Eric, Andrea.
Eric and Andrea. Well, I know where Eric's at, and Andrea's still under the weather, I guess, so, fire.
Alright. Yes. Please remain in attendance and join us where you can. Intruders and one-world government monitors, beware. Your eternal soul is hereby condemned and without appeal, except to the Supreme Lord of all High Lords. Follow up. Yeshama Deliah, on our authority, assume they are Umonga. All energies, hear us. Aturians, make a body of light and charge it within the plains of heaven on my command. Athor, Astaroth, Astaroth, Idea, Hakarma, Hasana. Now, Aturians, charge your body of light with the great elements. Akasha, air, fire, water, earth. Aturians, now descend, pausing to take control of each plane's energy. On my command. Asana. Akama. Idea. Hestera. Hestera. And Hathor. Aturian. Now. Send your body of light as an angel. Standing in the sun and charge it with all sun energies, burning off any remaining negatives. Now make a full sun link and return and attach your body of light. Okay, now send your body of light to the center of the sun and with either hand squeeze a little handful of black fire, few molecules, taking as little as a hard clenched fist will contain. retaining your grip on this black fire until you insert it. All right, Blue Sword, manager station. Hyperion, link hands. Hyperion, protect the belly ball. Experience manifestation. Now disconnect it from you and fill it with the black fire. It's radioactive. Alright, prepare to charge it with this invocation of testimony. Hyperion, repeat with me. Okay. By the righteous power and holy authority of my own I am conscious, I, Catherine Ann Malone, a true and righteous daughter of Assyria, servant of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Paku, Allah Astro High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energy, forces, powers, authority, and momentum of all the elements of Akasha. Air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, from all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof. Here and now, come forth into my presence, do my bidding, and you shall deny me not. And by our own righteous power and holy authority, we summon Archangel Raphael, the East Wind Apollosis, the Servant Wind Yira, Holy Baha'iel, and Holy Saraboses. We summon Archangel Michael, the South Wind Nose, the Servant Wind Life, Holy Nathriel, and Holy Yahweh. We summon Archangel Gabriel, the West Wind Zephyros, the Servant Wind Skyron, Holy Aniel, and Holy Hamiel. We summon Archangel Uriel, the North Wind Boreas, the Servant Wind Kaijias, Holy Belite, and Holy Thorlock. We summon Archangel Raniel, ruler of all the binding in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. Archangel Raguel, ruler of all the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. We summon Archangel Raphael, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation and the first I Am. We summon Holy Ben-Nez, guard of the main gates of the East Wind, Pruel, guard of the main gates of the West Wind, Druiel, guard of the main gates of the South Wind, Albion, guard of the main gates of the North Wind, Quonuga. And by our... We require all of you, here and now, to hear and immediately manifest in earth our command. Enter into our spirit manifestation and separate them from us. Receive into the spirit manifestations all that we now command you. East Wind Apollosis, East Servant Wind Yura, South Wind Note, South Servant Wind Life, West Wind Railroad, West Summit with Skyline, North with Boreas, North Summit with Kaikia, and all businesses of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now removed from all, as in all, who intend to vote Democrat or Socialist now and forever. East Wind Pepperoni, East Summit Wind Europe, South Wind Norte, South Summit Wind Larte, West Wind Deckrose, West Summit Wind Skyron, North Wind Boris, North Summit Wind Kaikias, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all Democrats and Socialists, that they see only demons among themselves. All black and Hispanic voters clearly see Barack Hussein Obama as the real enemy. Tea Party independent voters, not fooled by this constitutionalist nor vote fraud. United States citizens in enraged revolt against all Democrats, Socialists, and vote fraud. Money, media, and vote fraud, not a determining factor in any 2010 election. All Socialists and vote fraud defeated in 2010 elections. True constitutionalists prevail in all 2010 elections. All political parties exposed for their demonism and vote fraud. All union memberships vote conservative. All Soros-funded media and community organizations self-destruct. All damnations of the Most High be upon all Socialists. These I require of you here and now to cause to be immediately manifest in earth, and you shall deny us not. By order of the Green Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Elias Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, Aquarian, now, place your belly bottle, your spirit manifestation, in the very center of Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska. Okay. Get them all lined up. Alright, now. We are going to expand it. 6,500 miles in diameter. That's a big stone bitch. 3,250 miles down. Same mouth up. And same way in every direction. Expand. That means add heat. And fire. Alright. Add some goddamn fire. Expand it. Like a huge bubble. In all directions. Covering Alaska and Hawaii. Now the size is going to include Canada, Cuba, Mexico. Northern South America. Got all the water. Pacific, the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, all of it. Oh, it's very hot. Now study it for a minute. Look at everything in there. Kissing vote fraud every time it happens. Democrats. Staying home. Not voting. Everybody in rage revolt against them. See them vacating. The Democrat Party. All damnation on all socialists. George Soros and everything he touches self-destructs. Study it. More heat, more fire. Tighten it up. Hold that 6,500 miles. Now put some intensity in it. I want everybody pissed, mad. We will win. A period on my count. 3, 2, 1. Break. Now, prepare to recharge and clean your body and life. On my command. Pastora. Pastora. Sense it, feel it. Everybody's tired. Sense it, we're going up. You there? A karma. Take your power back, right here. A karma. Pastana. Feel the righteousness. And we're going to charge with the elements. Akasha. Room to exist. Right there for your body of life. Going into use. Air. Motion. Fire. Expansion. Water. Control and direction. Earth! Manifestation and solidity. Now, bring it all down. Asana! Hakama! Idea! Hestera! Hestera! Hathor! Now, insert that body of life. And be aware of your virtue. How much it has grown. Feel the power that we have now, especially as a team. Think that we will win. Alright, put your paws up and look at each other a minute. Feel it around the circle. Feel it sparking and arcing. The heat. Bowen, Kipurata, Bisnallan, Busat. We have spoken before the Lord, and he has heard. That which the Lord hears must also be truth and righteous. All is of the Lord and as inscribed, completed in the forever. Break. Blue sword, stand down.
Hot damn.
What's new?
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, look at the next one that we're doing. Why does the last one close with the words the next one opens with instead of the usual opening?
So that nobody gets into a ritual habit, that it matters where it goes, or whether it's in English or in angelic, or Spanish for that matter, if you can speak it, so that we don't get into an empty, mindless habit.
So you can put the closing at the beginning and the opening at the ending. Okay.
As long as you get it in there.
Alright.
And you don't even really have to get it in there. It's, but it, you know, it sets the direction. It's kind of a, you know, it gives the energy of a beginning and an end and a finish. The clue for Zerachiel to take off with the message.
So it doesn't matter if the closing's at the beginning and the opening's at the end?
No.
Okay.
Or whether it's English or angelic.
Okay. We're done on Wednesday.
But we're not done. We got one more blast.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
But we're letting everybody catch up with that last one. It was huge. We're going to win this goddamn war.
Oh, damn. Of course we are.
Now this next one, see that last one, included the voters, the supporters, the money people, and the fraud.
Yep. Gerald, did you get the last one that says, email that says Democrat destruction, at the top of it?
I'm having trouble with email. I haven't gotten anything.
Oh, okay. Well, the rest of the problem. Yeah, okay. Not a problem. You did well. I read that one. For the email we're looking for, update Sunday training blast information. And it'll say at the top when you start reading it, Democrat destruction. Now this one's a little longer, and what it is, it's a direct hammer on some of the states. Some of the states, because of the nature of the beast, require a little more attention. For instance, we want to put a great deal of energy on Jerry Brown, his light governor, Pelosi, and Boxer, so I did not go through and take the rest of the House members. We want to hammer those four into oblivion on California. But yet when you see that we got into Arizona, I also took the House membership. And we did that on several of them, simply because we want to turn that old state, and most of those are in the east, but some of them we just want to turn. We want to turn Arizona simply because of the illegal immigration problem. We've got to turn that old puppy, and they need our help to do it. Then when you get to Pennsylvania, where we've got a couple of critical Senate votes, we primarily concentrate on the governor, light governor, and Senate, and of course with Barney Frank, the House, over in Massachusetts. Well, some of those we went through and just added the other names. Don't worry, we'll get them all. And I think we're covering 17 states. But we don't have to go down and pick up a hell ball or nothing. We're just going to make one, put it in it, and put them in hell. You've got enough firepower to do it. You know how. You've been through these things. We're out of kindergarten. We may not be out of grade school, but we're sure as hell out of kindergarten. And when we go through these, you'll see them. If you don't have a copy, just follow the voice on it, and you'll have no problems. And we'll get this puppy done. That one was a good one. It took a little longer than I thought, but that's perfectly all right. That ain't gonna hurt a damn thing.
Well, Gerald's never done it before. I slowed it down to make sure that everybody got the same visual image at the same time.
Right.
I didn't know it was a rake.
Yep, and that one went. Okay. Are you slightly recovered and got a drink?
Yeah, I'm fine. I do have a question, though, in the matter of expedience. When we get down to state by state, you've got
announce the state, read the blue.
Just read, go with the state and the blue.
Right.
That was my question.
Yep.
I don't have to read the list twice.
No.
Okay, well, I found out in Washington State, Jesse's opponent is named Steve Kirby.
Steve?
So I'm going to put him at the front of the list.
Okay, that's fine.
Or I can put him at the back, whichever one you want.
Nope.
I'm not going to be able to put him in there alphabetically. And still be holding things together, but Steve Kirby wants to be on the first or the last on the list.
Not a problem. So when you get down to that one, he's in the second state that we're running. We're starting in Alaska, going down the state from the west coast and coming east and going from the north to the south. As we go, as a general rule, there is no way to do it in detail. There's a billion ways to do it, but not a damn one of them is any better than the other one. So, if we are ready to go,
who's blowing in my ear?
I think it's Shiloh breathing in her microphone.
Oh.
Of heaven and damnation, and bind them with the invocation of heaven.
Antarctic, Alaska. Repeat after me. Lisa Murkowski from Murkowski. Scott McAdams. And Harry Crawford. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure. Despised and defeated forever. Stage is target. Washington State. Steve Kirby. Christine Gregor. Brad Owen. Patty Murray. Jay Inslee. Rick Larson. Denny Heck. Jay Clue. Daryl Roman. Norm Dix. Jim McDermott. Susan Delbonnet. And Adam Smith. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure. Despised and defeated forever. California, station target. Jerry Brown. Gavin Newsom. Nancy Pelosi. And Barbara Boxer. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure. Despised and defeated forever. Nevada, station target. Harry Reid. Rory Reid. And Nancy Price. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure. Despised and defeated forever. Stage and target in Arizona. Terry Goddard. Rodney Glassman. Ann Kirkpatrick. John Thatcher. John Holberg, Ed Paxton, Rebecca Schneider, Raul Grivalda, and Gabrielle Giffords. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Stage and target, Colorado. John Hickenlooper, Joe Garcia, and Michael Bennett. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Stage and target, Wisconsin. Russ Feingold, Tom Barrett, and Tom Nelson. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Illinois. Stage and target. Pat Quinn, Sheila Simon, Alexi Janulius, Bobby Rush, Jesse Bell Jackson Jr., Dan Lipinski, Luis Gutierrez, Mike Quigley, Ben Lowe, Danny K. Davis, Melissa Bean, Jan Schakowsky, Debbie Halverson, Gary Costello, Scott Harper,
You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. They departed. Indiana. Brad Ellsworth. Peter Vizlowski. Joe Donnelly. Tom Hayhurst. David Sanders. Tim Crawford. Barry Welch. Andre Carson. Trent Van Aston. And Baron Hill, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Ohio, they departed. Ted Strickland, Yvette McGee Brown, and Lee Fisher. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. West Virginia, St. John's Oregon. Joe Manchin. Jay Rockefeller. Mike Oliverio. Virginia Lynch Grass and Nick Rahal, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Pennsylvania. Dan Colorado. Scott Conklin. Joe Sestak, Bob Brady, Tata Fata, Kathy Dahlkemper, Jason Altmeyer, Michael Pike, Manon Trivedi, Brian Lynch, Patrick Murphy, Tom Connors, Chris Carney, Paul Kandursky, Mark Chris, Allison Schwartz, Mike Doyle, John Paladin, Lois Herr, Tim Holman, Dan Connolly, and Ryan Sanders, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Delaware, they then target. Christopher Coons, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Stage incarnate, Connecticut. Dan Malloy, Nancy Wyman, and Richard Blumenthal, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. David Target, Massachusetts. Duval Patrick, Tim Murray, and Bonnie Frank, you are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Stage and target. New York. Cuomo, Bob Duffy, Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, Tim Bishop, Steve Israel, Howard Cutler, Carolyn McCarthy, Gary Ackerman, Gregory Meeks, Joe Crowley, Gerald Nadler, Anthony Weiner, Ed Towns, Yvette Clark, Nadia Velasquez, Mike McMahon, Carolyn Maloney, Charlie Rangel, Jose Serrano, Elliot Engel, Nita Lowry, John Hall, Scott Murphy, Paul Tonko, Maurice Hinsey, Bill Owens, Dan Moffey, Mike Arturi, Phil Fidel, Brian Higgins, Louise Slaughter, and Matt Zeller. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. They then target Florida. Charlie Crist, Alex Sink, Ron Smith, Kendrick Meek, Alan Boyd, Kareem Brown, Jim Pizzillo, Heather Beaven, Alan Grayson, Anita De Palma, Charlie Justice, Kathy Castor, Lori Edwards, James Golden, James Roach, Shannon Roberts, Jim Horn, Frederica Wilson, Rolando Mancilla, Ted Deutsch, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Ron Klein, Alcee Hastings, Suzanne Cosmas, and Joe Garcia. You are now cursed with infinite and abject failure, despised and defeated forever. Commander,
under your full control, direct the body of infinite damnation down into the depths of hell on my command. Deros, Danaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Aaliyah, Hapurdom. Now, from Hapurdom, invoke this invocation of testimony. Repeat after me. For deep, by all the righteous powers and holy authorities, receive and forever retain this body of infinite damnation into your fiercest and most violent energies. Forever in defeat, failure, despised and damned, and filled with all manner of filth, agony, and suffering. Agurians, on my command from Hapurdom, cast the body of infinite damnation into Pradeep. 3, 2, 1, cast. Earth. Marshal Buttiger, clean the core.
Agurians, recharge the body of light with you. Do not secure black fire. Agurians, now ascend. Hathor. Medea. Hakara. Hasara. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Aquarian, now descend. Hasana. Hakala. Idea. Hestra. Astra. Hathor. Aquarian, insert your cleaned body of light into yourself and attach it by tensing your physical body. Commander.
Brigadier Malone, close in location of testimony.
Period, late man. Azun de Al Umonga. All energy, hear us. It is spoken before the Most High. It is accomplished. Look at each other. Feel it. One, two, three, break. All stand down.
There's one thing that this kind of invocation has sorely gotten through to me. That under no conditions will I ever run for any political office.
Why not, Bobby? Don't you think we'd vote for you? You and me both, Bobby.
That's part of the problem, but I can hear it now.
You know. You and me both.
You are hereby a quitter.
Bobby, the last time I heard that line out of you getting through to me was in the song Getting Through to Nothing. Is there any Adam here?
Yes, there is. That was a hell of a blast. And it took us just over an hour from the time we started at 8 on the nose. No, as a matter of fact, 39 minutes to point. Not bad at all, children, not bad at all. We will,
I'm satisfied that we put a home on them. Yes, I am too.
Yeah.
Hey, Rosie,
yes,
you still there? Rosie, I'm here. Now you know, it's time to serve those pomegranate martinis all around.
No, this is the blue flame list I want to use on Tuesday night and see how we did.
That's right. That's why all the names and everything are in there. There's a typo or two in the thing. Don't worry about it. We'll correct it before we get it posted. But anywho, are there any questions about what we did and why we did it the way we did it?
No, I think it was right fucking on. We did a good job.
Okay. In case I don't make it tomorrow night, we'll just break down one by rank. Whatever, do these two in the same order tomorrow night. I think we need to hit the socialist bastards that hard. But there's a couple of handprints that we got, and they won't go away. The Attorney General is sending poll watchers into several states. Washington is one of where Jesse is. They've got to do one of two things. Either be putting a stop to the voter fraud or trying to cover it up. Anybody want
to
take that?
Somebody else to try to cover it up. Which thing is?
We've already got the energy started for voter fraud. They'll gut themselves if they're dumb enough to try that one. And, of course, some of them are dumb enough to try that one.
So you have the big fat if in there. I wouldn't give them an if.
Well, that was a damn good hammer, kids. It was the right decision to hammer the bastards. And tomorrow night, I hope everybody can stay with us.
I know some of you just got to work, you got to get some sleep. But there'll be some of us pulling the better part of the night, if not all night. The procedure, so you'll know, will open New York, or with the East Coast, I should say, when the polls start to close, even knowing damn well it's going to be a while before the California polls close. When they do a national election of this nature, they don't start giving out that information on the East Coast until the West Coast polls have closed. Now, whether they're going to wait for Alaska or not, I doubt it. They haven't before, but they could. Nevertheless, we're going to stay the course. And then we're going to take the time, find out who won, who didn't, every state. We're going to take every Democrat that got elected, or any rhino for that matter, that got elected, and we're going to put them in a list like this, and we're going to start pounding the goddamn guts out of them as soon as we can get the list up. The name of the game is easy. We have a full 2 years till the presidential election. By then, I want Obama wearing stripes along with a lot of the rest of them. If Pelosi gets elected, and it's right now it's an if, that's fine. She won't last longer than a snowball in hell if we get enough people in to demand the birth certificate. When they can't produce it, and they can't, Obama and everybody that was an accessory to him being this acting president is going to jail. That includes Pelosi. That includes Harry Reid. And Harry Reid's going to lose. Oh, yeah. And then we're going to start with the cabinet. Guess who else is going to look so fat and wearing stripes?
Harry.
Right. They want to do
fast.
Oh, here we'll get another month or 3 or 5 months since that'll be it. Not when we get through.
Okay, I've got an announcement. On Tuesday, Diane, you're going to go with us, right? I said yes. Okay, Diane, Pete, and I are going to go to the political get-togethers on Tuesday. I'll try to check in after we get back and see if anything is happening. Is that day or night? It's at night.
It's at night, but that's a political obligation that we have to do here.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll just ask.
I will be here with you kids, but they have to go to that wing thing. It's one of those situations where Akurians have to be in both places.
I'll save you some popcorn and beer. Bobby.
Yes.
He's saying you kids. I don't think any of us is under 50. Like, you know, wait a second. I've still got about 3 or 4 months before you. Rosie, I'm under 50.
Yeah. Rosie, she's under 50, all right, but she's also on Eskimo. That's where the pennies are 6 months long.
Hey, Bobby, who's going to long? The next 50 will be 150. Hey, well, look, I'll throw a little good too, huh?
Yeah, well, we look good now.
Yes, I might be old and fat, but I ain't ugly.
I can prove that none of you know how old you are. Because every one of you are at least 6 years older than your teeth and younger than both your bones and your heart. And your skin's only 3 days old.
How the hell would you know? You haven't even seen us, Denny.
I'll tell
well,
you.
Whatever. Well, when you put it all together, it hasn't been a while.
You have no idea how old all your body parts are. They ain't the same age. Well, that's true. Of course, Denny can keep up with his on the skin thing more than the average. He changes his every couple of days.
I'm going to listen.
Hey, I hate to be in this meeting because I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, or whatever neutral day.
may not include.
Well, I know you're not. Well, I know you're not related to Irving. That's for sure.
Yep. By the way, we had a guest in the other night. Jeff Rich was in when we hit the Soros thing, the first whack out of the box Saturday night. And today, we hit the first one.
Thursday.
Yeah.
We had Friday off. It was Thursday night.
Yeah, and we come up with a CBS fiasco. God, a monkey. They got nailed straight up with it. I bet he is walking around wondering, what in the hell did I hear? Well, he heard the occurrence in action. That's what he heard. And we did a damn good number on him. And it's just a sample of what we got in store for him.
Well, I noticed he hadn't been back. Did we scare him, or is he just busy?
We nailed him with the first line, all infiltrators.
No, he's just busy. He was an invited guest, but if he's a politician out there with all the inner working campaign obligations, then he's a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's well, keep us informed, Tyrone, as to his reaction.
Well, then, he was, that's what you guys do and how you do it. It works.
Yeah, well, remind him about George Soros next time you see him.
Well, then.
Yeah, it didn't register to him exactly everything we were saying. He probably was blown away when we were calling the archangels in the wind. And he looked at it, goes in one ear and over the head.
He was. But what he also knows is that when Alan Ray had announced his candidacy for the governorship here in New Mexico, it was Jeffrey Patrick, a kiddo by the name of Ruben Pacheco, and another woman by the name of Sally Chapman. They had gone to the announcement, and I had told them, I said, you'll do what you do, and I'll do what I'll do. Because, well, you all remember, most everybody remembers that Alan had pissed us off. Like, big time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, huge. There was no bones about it, cut and dry. Pure and simple, gun-fucking deal. Well, they went and they put up no way signs. No W-E-H. Of course, it was no way, you fucking son of a bitch, on that particular thing on part that I had done. And so when the announcement came, you know, and Alan had a huge amount of momentum. He was the former party chair, and he had the most money to put into his campaign. And and with respect to that, Alan was in a very precarious position because he had a lot of money. He was a former party chair. The list went on. He had the money to go around the state like none of the other candidates had the opportunity to go do. And when the election rolled around, he was totally defeated. And both Ruben has never been in one of our get-togethers. He knows about them. But now Jeffrey and Patrick, they're just stunned. It's like, that's how you do it? And it works. Like, my God, it works. Like, you know, the looks on their faces is just one of utter amazement.
In fact, with Patrick, he's a kiddo that can sort of go 100 miles a minute, and he's a very dedicated foot soldier. He's the type of guy that Jesse up in Washington would really appreciate having on her team, because he just goes and goes and goes. He's like a wind-up toy or something with what he wants to physically be able to do. But he knows that he can't compete with as much as he would want to do with just one phrase of an invocation that we do. Just one phrase. In his words is, oh, that is powerful. And you know he's really struggling to find the words. And Jeff, it's like, my God, that's what you guys do, and that works. And it works. You know, neither one of them can express it very well or very effectively.
Well, they can't back the results either.
No, they can't.
They can't. And they've been watching us for months.
They have been watching us. That's true. They have been watching us. In fact, even though Reuben has never been in, right around the primary time, he said, have you noticed the change? He said, do you think that's what those guys are doing? You know, they all call Bobby the Colonel. The Colonel and Shiloh are doing. You wonder. And Jeff looked at him and he says, I think so. Well, now Jeffrey will be able to tell Reuben, oh my God, you ought to see what they do and how they do it. And Reuben is he's like 22, 23 years old. He would be one of the young ones that would come aboard. Well,
yay!
But, and I'll tell you something, if we can really start doing the number, because even though the election is an intense motherfucking son of a bitch for us to deal with, it's only the beginning. Our work is still, our hard work is still to come.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
We've got to keep everything on the right track. And speak to the fire and grow the movement. Among other things. So like take on the Nephilim and, run the rest of the world. We've got to, we're going to take George Soros' money and put him in as much debt as he ever was wealthy. And, all that money, all those people are going to, they're going to spend it to buy AEDs.
Yeah, he doesn't know it yet.
He doesn't know it yet. It is, but I've already exceeded his plot. And I'm waiting until the right time to reveal it. As soon as this election is over.
Well, we've got a hell of a fight ahead of us. To turn this nation out of socialism and back to common sense is not going to get done in this election. It's not over by Tuesday night.
Oh, hell no.
This is the first result of where we've got to go next. And the end result of that ditch will determine the strategy that we'll use from here on in, and we'll adapt it as necessary, like any other organization with brains.
Well, I think anybody has any doubt whatsoever, this is also an affirmation of our abilities and power.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that's been in on these invocations and paying any attention at all to the news for the last 6 months that don't have that one down, please don't come back. You are a drag on everything we're doing. Well, thanks a lot. It was nice knowing you, Dick. But the bottom line of the damn thing is we are going to be in one hell of a fight. We've got two things happening at the same time. They're mixed, so you damn near can't separate them. It's the religious, political,
else can do it. We can pull up all the minions we want, if you know. That is what the people are eating. They don't know that there are Kurian minions. Nor do they. I don't think most of them would believe it if you did tell them. But that's perfectly all right, too. That doesn't change the truth any. We brought the whole grassroots movement out of the woodwork, and we have the invocation to prove it. So there we are, children, and the fight has just started. And
hey.
I do not have any sympathy for anybody that's on the other side of our anger.
Nope.
None. None at all.
Well, they get the same amount of mercy they showed us.
Just about, isn't it?
Oh, well, eye for eye.
That's the
game. Has anybody in this temple ever been shown any mercy by any one of our targets? I'll take that as a never.
Right. I got Sam Reed on that duty.
Okay, children.
Same time Wednesday.
Same time Wednesday. Regular blast time.
Well, actually it's tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
No problem, and we'll do a recap then the following Sunday on all of it. Bring everybody up to the speed on everything.
All right.
And we will record them, and this will the recording will be immediately.
Go ahead, Rosie.
I was going to say, well, I'm working Monday. Wednesday. If you did it Thursday instead of Wednesday, I could be in and you don't have to give private lessons.
That's all right. I don't mind teaching you.
Okay.
Well, children, I will bid you good evening.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.